Welcome to this week's edition of the Public Affairs Program on KNUI. I'm your host, Max Blasky. Today, I'm joined by Amy Adams, one of the organizers of the Frankfurt Summerfest. Amy, how are you doing today?
I'm great. You?
Oh, not too bad. Why don't you go ahead? What day is the Summerfest this year?
It is on Saturday, June 18th, and our theme this year is Life's a Zoo in 2022.
Do you have a zoo then this year?
We had tried to get a petting zoo, but I'm not sure that it panned out. So but that is our parade theme. Yep.
Well, that works out. I'm sure it'll be fun. What other fun activities do you have planned for that Saturday then?
We are starting the day with the farmer's market at 8 a.m. And then the cornhole tournament starts, the Squiggs Memorial Cornhole Tournament. Registration is at 10 a.m. It is a co-ed tournament followed by doubles.
Runs all day until we crown a winner there.
Yep, that's right.
All right. So that takes care of kind of the morning thing. Do you got afternoon, lunch? I mean, everyone likes some food. So what
that's
do we
right. Yep, the Sons of the American Legion group is putting on a lunch from 11 to 2, and that will be grilled burgers and hot dogs. There will be some other vendors and activities set up in the park during that time. And after that, we have a parade at 4 o'clock, which is lining up at the Frankfurt Community Care Home. So you can register and line up down there from 3 to 4.
All right. Is there any pre-registering for that, anything, Amy?
Nope. You can just register the day of starting at 3 o'clock down there at the care home.
All right. Might have to bring my golf cart down, throw a sign on it for KNDY.
Yes, that'd be great.
Exactly. That sounds like a wonderful thing. All right. So that lunch, was that a free will donation, or are you doing a cost for that, or?
Yes, that is, I'm not sure if they have a set cost, but it should be free will.
But you have plenty of vendors, and stores will be open downtown, won't they, that day, or some of them?
I am not sure. I know we have a lot of businesses open on Saturday. Anyway, I'm not sure if there's an extension of hours or anything.
Come down and support the local business, obviously.
Right. Yes.
And round out a full day. How about in the evening, Amy? Any
yes.
entertainment?
Yes, all day from 1 to 4 and then again from 5 to 7, Jumpin' Joe's inflatables will be set up in the park. So those will be a lot of fun for the kids. Mm-hmm. And also we will have live music in the park starting at 5. Jake Rose and the Leftovers will be playing down there. And also we'll have a pedal tractor pull for kids on up to adults, which is always fun.
Well, the adults part are all especially
yes.
fun, right?
Yep, very fun to watch. And then we also have the Frankfurt Development Trust, which is the group that is renovating the old Frankfurt grade school. They are doing a supper down there from 5 to 7. So more food, which is always great.
Appreciate your time, and thank you for speaking with me, Amy.
Yep, sounds good. Have a good day.
Hey, you too. Thank
Bye.
You. I want to thank Amy again, one of the organizers of the Frankfurt Summerfest going on June 18th all day. So plan on going down there. And I want to thank you all for listening as always here on KNDY, the Public Affairs Program. I'm your host, Max Blasky, signing off. We will see you all again next week.